From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Today we've got kind of a special mini session because we managed to catch Darlingside in town for a One World performance along with the band River Wireless. They just released a brand new EP on Friday that you have likely heard here on the station called Look Up and Fly Away. Dave Senft, Don Mitchell, Oyon Mukherjee, Harris Pasletiner in the studios. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Welcome to the new space.
Yeah, this is a beautiful room with perfect lighting and wonderful curtains.
It makes you all look good.
It's a shame to waste this fine look on radio.
It's been a few years since you were here, and an awful lot has happened for you guys. A lot of critical accolades, NPR mentions, World Cafe mentions. Things seem to be going very well.
Yeah, it's been a really nice ride, and we're really pleased to be back here.
I mentioned this new EP. It was not that long ago that you guys released Extra Life. In fact, out in February of this last year. So what was the motivation to get yet another sampler of tunes out here?
Well, we had a really fun day after we released Extra Life and had been on the road for a while. We had about 30 songs that we went into the studio with, only 12 of which became Extra Life. So we had a day where we listened back to everything that we hadn't finished yet, including some even older things, and just talked about what the next thing should be and which songs we wanted to maybe put on the shelf for a little while, which songs we wanted to felt like they had momentum and we wanted to keep working on them. And one of the common themes was there are a few songs that had been around for so long that we knew that if we didn't finish them now, they would just keep not being finished forever. So there are, I think, 20 years total that we've spent on the five songs that are on this EP. They've just been around forever. So that was an exciting thing to get some closure on some songs that have been around for a long time and, you know, just work on a fairly, you know, relatively concise project before getting into the next full length.
Right. Are there songs that work better for you guys as you're trying to put them on record as opposed to songs that work better when you're on stage in front of an audience?
I think that, playing things on album, playing things with the energy of a room and people actually sitting in that room, there's some overlap there, certainly, in songs that are almost exactly the same in each format. But in the studio, we can play a bit more with sort of the dimension of the songs that we're working with and sort of the setting, the sonic settings to create, I'd say, stranger worlds than we're able to live sometimes. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that because on Extra Life, one of the things that creeps in quite a bit is keyboard. And if I remember correctly, none of y'all are piano players.
We do our best to get by. We dabble. It's sort of the type of thing where a few of us are able to figure things out after a little while on a keyboard, but sometimes it'll be like, okay, take 57 on the grand piano, and it's not a difficult part. It's just like trying to figure out actually how to play piano and learn it while in studio.
Yeah, but, like nobody's really ripping out a solo, but it's used for texture.
That's correct. Yeah, it's usually for adding sort of layers or impact to some of the moments.
Well, and one of the fun things in particular, some of the bleep bloop kind of noises that some people are excited about and some folk fans are wary of from Extra Life. That particular machine, which is made by Critter and Guitari, it's called the Septivox, and it has a lot of knobs in addition to the regular keyboard keys. So what you do if you're not very good at playing the keyboard is you just hold down some notes and then you play the knobs. And that's really where the artistry comes in, is sort of papering over your own lack of technical ability.
Gotcha.
You also mentioned just now that for piano key stuff, it's no one's ripping solos and it's all about texture. That can be said of every instrument that's played in our music. No one is ever ripping a solo. It's all about texture. And if anyone wants to start ripping solos, they're probably going to start a new band.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I know that we are literally and figuratively going back to your roots here in our studio because we've just got an acoustic guitar and the voices that you guys all started with. And I know you guys are going to do one of the songs from this new EP. I'm excited. What is it?
It's called Heart Again.
And is there a story behind it?
Oh, this one's been kicking around. At least just some of the melodic content from the verse has been around as a motif since we were back in school. and first starting to play together. And then a lot of the songs that we're writing will sit on the back burner for a while, and then we'll pull them back out and say, you know, that's a bad idea, let's try it, and keep doing that over and over again, and then put it back on the back burner. And so this one just, yeah, over the years, was deferred time and again. And then finally came together. We ended up recording some of it for Extra Life and back burnering again. So it feels really good now to just, like Dave was saying before, just finally release some of these feelings that we've had pent up for a while.
The lyrics as well
went through a lot of iterations. I'd say probably 6 years worth of different ideas. So it feels good to be able to do anything.
I think too, for me, the term B-sides or outtakes sometimes suggests that you care less about those songs and that they're sort of a bonus or a throwaway, which sometimes is the case. But I think for some of these songs, and Heart Again is definitely one of them for me, it's that we almost cared too much about it to start with. And so we were very particular about exactly what direction the lyrics would go. And like, if we didn't have the perfect final verse to cap it off or something, you know, just none of us wanted to mess with it. So it kept getting backburnered almost because there were too many strong feelings about it. So that's a particularly weird thing about our four-headed beast of songwriting, is that sometimes the songs that people are most excited about are the ones that take the very longest to finish.
Well, let's hear it. This is Darlingside, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
All at once, every sound and sight, when the days were loud and the days were light. But the shadows fall and the chairs grow small, and I try to get back to the heart again. To the rightest row in the wild grove, to the brightest red in the dying glow. But the row and red disappear ahead, and I try to get back to the heart again. To another side of the earth entire, to the living trees standing in the fire. We amass and split, we grow old and sick, and I try to get back to the heart again. I know. Does a ghost remain when all the people go? There's a secret tune dreams return me to, and I try to get back to the heart again.
That is called Heart Again. It's from the new EP, Look Up and Fly Away. Darlingside are live in the studios today for a JPR Live Session Mini. Dave Senft, Don Mitchell, Oyon Mukherjee, and Harris Pasteltiner. Guys, thanks for taking the time. It is really great to see you again.
Thank you so much. We're pumped to be here.